Becky Robinson joins us by phone tonight to talk about Weaving Influence, a boutique digital and public relations firm that specializes in serving authors. The group has launched nearly 70 books since its inception in 2012 and focuses on partnering with authors to grow their online influence and market their books by offering traditional publicity services and website development, in addition to social media work and book launch promotion, including a website titled Hometown Reads. And Becky is here to tell us all about it. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
So if you would, let's talk about the author's perspective for a moment, Becky. So after they've gone through this lengthy process of writing a book and having it published, then they have to get it into the hands of readers. And I gather that's where you come in.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what I've learned the most probably in the 4 years that my team and I have been partnering with authors to bring their books into the world is that it's a very difficult process, more difficult than most authors anticipate, because there are millions of books listed on Amazon and thousands published every year. And you know, there are only a few authors that actually ever achieve that breakout status to have their book be a seller of a million copies or a major New York Times bestseller. To reach that level is exceedingly difficult. It's mostly reserved for celebrities or repeat authors who have spent years investing in their platforms. And so for most authors, especially ones who might start out with a dream to have a book and bring it to life, it's exceedingly discouraging to feel like it's difficult to find those readers. And it's also expensive, time-consuming, all those things.
So if you would tell us about the process with you and specifically talk about Hometown Reads.
Sure. So Hometown Reads is an idea that I came up with a few years ago. And what I've seen work the best is when authors really understand how to mobilize their own networks, whether those are their local networks or those are their social networks. You know, those people are the ones who are going to care most about the work that an author writes. And so if we can really start with, you know, engaging our own networks around sharing our books with others, then we're going to from there be able to reach more readers. So the idea around Hometown Reads is that people in someone's community really deserve to have a chance to connect with and understand the art and the work and the stories and the messages that are being created in their communities. Currently, there is not another website of this kind that showcases author by community. And so what we're attempting to do one hometown at a time is to showcase authors and their work so that people in their local area can discover that work, read, enjoy it, and then share it with others. And in that way, authors can reach new readers and more readers from their hometowns and to the world.
Tell us, just in terms of Cincinnati, because you're in several locations, the number of authors you're showcasing, so to speak, currently, and the genres they're writing in, because I think you cover a number of areas.
We do. So we cover absolutely any genre, and any author can submit a book to the site for free. If we're not in your hometown yet, we will be soon. We're currently in 14 locations, including several in Ohio, Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, and the Toledo area where I am based. The process for an author would be to submit their book through our form, and if their city already exists, then their book would be live almost immediately. If their city doesn't exist, what we're looking for is at least 10 authors in any given location to submit their book. And then once we have that kind of critical mass of 10, then we make that page live. So in Cincinnati, we have authors represented in almost any genre you can think of. You know, we have some business titles, we have some romance, some historical fiction, some self-help. Really, any kind of book that you might enjoy reading, you're going to find on our site.
Is this a rotation of authors, or once they're up, they're there?
Yeah, once they're up, they're there. And we're adding, you know, new books daily. So if you're a reader and you happen to live in Cincinnati and you come to the site and you don't see anything that you love, you can either check out a different city, you can search by genre, or, you know, you can come back next week and we may have additional books added. I mean, my theory is that it could be that your next favorite author is your next door neighbor and you never knew it. What I love is the possibility of connection. And have you ever read a book and you finish it and you want more? You know, you want to know the person who wrote it, or you want to know what they're writing next, or, you know, you just love to sit down across from them, you know, find out what they were thinking, or, you know, whatever it is, when you finish the book, you want more. And so if you're reading books by people in your own location, you might have that possibility to connect with them.
Are there additional services that you offer an author?
We do. So my core company, Weaving Influence, has a wide range of services. So that's one of the possibilities. Once authors get to know the value that we're bringing in the world, they potentially could hire us for some of the other work that we do, including website design, social media strategy around a book launch, traditional publicity related to a book launch, or any of the other, you know, many things that we do from a comprehensive marketing perspective.
What kind of feedback do you get either from authors or from users of the website?
Well, as it relates to Hometown Reads, what I most often hear is that, wow, this is a great idea. You know, I think no one's ever done this before. Most authors really love this idea that they can have a free and low-cost way to get the word out about their books. They love the idea of being able to meet other authors from their area, and they love the idea of finding readers in their own locations and creating that possibility of connection and, you know, developing a fan base right in their own hometowns.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your support of authors, first of all, and certainly thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Becky Robinson about Weaving Influence and Hometown Reads, a public relations firm that serves authors, including their website, Hometown Reads. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.